6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Well, what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? That's what we're doing as we have our broadcast. We're setting before you the statutes, the judgments, the laws of God. It's called the Ten Precepts. Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6. It's all about knowledge, and when you get the knowledge of God, you have great understanding, and the more knowledge you get, the less conversation you have with a so-called Christian. It's not about the conversation. It's about our actions. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
And when you have the knowledge of God, you're going to carry yourself in a certain way. It's called holiness.
Yes.
Sanctification. That's what you're going to carry yourself. When you have knowledge, that does all the talking.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hosea 4 and 6 is what?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Isn't that something? Destroyed. Now, God would not allow his people to be destroyed unless they don't love him. Remember, God did not come to the sinner man. He came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Those that are lost. The churchgoers, because that's what they are. They're lost until they get the true knowledge of God. There's always a remnant. But for the most part, the churchgoers don't know God. And when he came, those that really desired and sought him, saw him and understood. And had an ear to hear God. Other than that, they didn't know who he was. It didn't mean anything because he was the Lord manifested as the Son. Didn't mean anything. Right. Didn't mean anything because you were his brother or sister. It don't mean anything who you are in a household of those that say. It's what kind of mind you got.
Right.
Got nothing to do with the flesh. Nothing to do with that. It don't matter what you did for them. If you don't have a mind to live for God, this don't mean anything to you. This is why when the Lord came, he didn't talk to everybody. He didn't. Those that were seeking him met him in the way and found out where he was, and they came to listen to him, listen to the word. That's the way it went.
Yes.
And to the officers, those that supposedly knew God, Jesus never approached anyone and asked them anything. They had the word, but they had no understanding of it.
Right.
This is what church goes. And again, as he said to one, they that are whole don't need a physician. So God's not coming to you. You know God, he's not doing that. Only thing the word is going forth, if you got an ear here, you're going to say, I understand. What about this? What about that? You're going to inquire to gain knowledge, not to fight.
Right.
Or to trap.
Right.
Or to go back and forth. Right. That's what they did with him. Tempting him. Well, this woman, what are we going to do about this? He knew the law. And they knew it too. He said, well, they did out of sin, go ahead. But when he said without sin, it stopped them. Couldn't do anything because they were with sin. Which means they really wouldn't live for God. They would say, but they were churchgoers. Read it again, 4 and 6.
Yes. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee.
Well, that's why they don't have knowledge. Same thing today. We don't have knowledge today because we reject it.
Yes.
And most of the time, when we reject the knowledge, something don't agree with our feelings. But wait a minute. That's what this life is all about. Being born again, to be born into feelings you're not used to having.
Yes.
Born into suffering you ain't used to suffering.
Yes. Yes.
And along the way, God knows how to get you there without injury.
Yes.
God knows how to get us there with a smooth transition. It's called transformation.
Yes.
That beautiful? Yes. Little transition.
That's beautiful.
Transform.
All right.
That means get your mind renewed how you should think about things.
Right. That's beautiful.
Because if you don't think right, you're not going to act right.
Right.
As a man thinking, that's the way you are.
Right.
What goes in the mind, you might think you're not moving, but when you do move, it's going to show what's in your mind.
Right.
When you do talk, it's going to show what's in your heart. Because
right.
The only thing in your heart, only thing come out of your mouth is what's in here. That's the only thing.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
That's beautiful. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge,
what?
I will also reject thee.
What?
That thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Let's go to Jeremiah 3:15. We want to correct this. I don't want to be in a place where I'm rejecting knowledge. Well, you won't. First of all, you got to know where the source is.
All right.
You don't know where the source is, then you're going to listen to it every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Brother, sister, mother, father, granny. None know God. Because you're trying to seek for answers only God gave to those he sent.
Right.
That's where you get the knowledge from.
Yes.
Not how you're from your feelings. Right. Or not from past leadership when God is bringing you new knowledge.
Yes, right.
You got to move on.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Jeremiah 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
And I will give you pastors according to my heart.
So, God have pastor today. All of God's pastors today are according to the mind God got. For today.
Yes.
It's according to his heart.
Lord,
today.
Beautiful.
This pastor don't have no heart to cross the Red Sea because we ain't back there.
No.
This pastor don't have no heart to walk around with a staff and a shroud or a robe because we're not there.
Right.
But if God gave it to me, why not?
Right.
There ain't no sin. Wear whatever you want to wear. But why bring in a new tradition when God didn't call it for it?
That's right.
Right? But God knew how to blend it with every dispensation to keep us saved.
Yes.
Read.
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
So, if you don't have knowledge and understanding, how are you going to live for God? And the most important thing to understand is to believe.
Yes.
That's the understanding. The first thing to understand, to get understanding. When you believe, you have understanding. Because that's your wisdom and knowledge to keep it and do it.
Yes.
You can keep something on this. I don't know why I'm doing it, but if I just follow that. Well, Sabbath day, I rest on the Sabbath. Why? I don't know, but I feel rested. You may not know all the intricacies why God chose that day. Why did God choose that day in creation? The seventh day instead of the third? Ask God. But if we do it, you're going to feel better. You have understanding. You shouldn't be able to be tossed to and fro when you understand. How can a day change when you can't change God's word? How can you? So everyone said, well, I know one thing. I don't know all of these things you theologians know, but I know one thing. You can't change the day of worship.
Right.
I mean, the day of rest.
Right.
We rest, we worship all the time.
Yes.
You can't. You say, well, how can you break up God's word when you say, I change not? God is the word, right?
Yes.
But you never get to that point with them. Because before you get there, they're going to say, you know what, I don't want to argue. They're going to walk with you. So how are you going to have a conversation? And why would they do that? Because they have no knowledge about God. They don't know God.
Right.
But you are going to know God by the one that God sent.
Yes.
That's how you're going to get it. You don't get it the other way. So I didn't get it from pastor teacher, but I got it from my neighbor down the street. No, you didn't. You got it from the one that's teaching you. Let's go to Ephesians 4:8. This is for all of those that may be watching and stop by the website. There's an order to God. God had an order and he yet has an order. And everything he does, that's beautiful. We have to get with the order.
Yes.
Get with God's principle.
Yes. Yes.
Ephesians 4:8.
Yes. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and he gave.
In other words, we were captive in the enemy. Captive in our flesh, in our thoughts.
Yes, yes, yes.
And God led the captivity. And God captured us. That's beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Captured us.
Mm-hmm.
And gave gifts unto men. What?
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
What?
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
And what?
And he gave some apostles.
So this is very important to know that.
Yes.
Every apostle is not sent by God. Every officer is not sent by God.
Right.
Gave some apostles. What?
And some prophets, mm-hmm. and some evangelists, and some pastors.
And so now, so we don't have no apostle here. What does scripture say? Mm-hmm. You say he gave everybody?
No.
Gave some. God gave you what you needed. In that time, where the apostles and prophets were together, that's what they needed.
Yes.
They need to be together.
Yes.
We don't need 10 apostles now.
No.
Not today in this church, we don't.
No.
We don't need 10 teachers. Or one, we got one.
That's right.
I'm not an evangelist. We don't need an evangelist. Because if we did, God would raise up one. He would send us one.
Yes.
So, well, how do you know you're not making number one now? I don't.
Right.
I know what we got now.
Right.
And if God is making one, it's for tomorrow. That's what you're going to need.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
He gave some. What?
Mm-hmm. For the perfecting of the saints.
He gave some apostles. That's where I left off.
Yes, Pastor. Some apostles. And
I left off the apostles. What goes next?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers.
Now, what is this for? What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body.
In other words, to edify our actions. Mm-hmm. Make sure our actions are of God.
Yes.
Edify.
Yes.
Is for perfecting.
Right.
So if you're in a church and they're not talking about perfection, what's the point going?
Right.
Even here, if you didn't get perfection in your mind, what's the point?
Right.
I'm just going to do what I know. Well, that is perfection, doing all you know to do.
Right.
But perfect that you do.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because that's what the goal is. Being without spot, without wrinkle, without rebuke, without correction. God is pleased. That's our job here.
Thank God. Yes, Lord.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So we want knowledge, how a son should be.
Yes.
That knowledge comes in every disposition.
Yes.
How the son should be. How Israel, God's son, should be.
Yes.
And now Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to,
yes.
13, down to 13 verse. Till
we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
That's where we're going. But the church world ain't going there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, if anyone's stopping this broadcast, why aren't they in a church that teach perfection? That's what they were given for. Mm-hmm. These helps.
All right.
These officers to bring into knowledge how the Son should be.
Yes.
Where's the perfection goal?
Right. Go ahead.
But most churches say, well, here I live perfect. That's not according to God. They don't know God. The Lord himself said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. No, I can't do that. They leave. But why follow it and ask him, hearing, well, it ain't what it means. Yes, what it means. What does perfect mean? But what perfection mean? Something without blemish. Without rebuke.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
That's perfection. Free.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
So that's the stature, the fullness. We want to be the fullness. The fullness of Christ don't mean you will walk on the water.
Beautiful.
Moses had the fullness, but he didn't walk on the water. Jesus Christ did. Jeremiah had the fullness. Before Adam left, he had the fullness.
Yes.
He wasn't part of nothing. The fullness is without sin.
Right.
Beautiful. What does the 20th verse say?
But ye have not so learned Christ.
Now this is the church school. Remember, he didn't come into the center. Because center ain't professing anything. He ain't professing, I love God, I live for God. It's the church school. But he said, you never learned Christ. You really didn't. Oh, what about those back then? He was back then too, remember? That rock the father was Christ.
Yes.
They still didn't know Christ.
Right. They did not.
Jerusalem.
Right.
Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. In other words, killing the knowledge that comes to you when it's coming to you. Knock it down. Don't accept it. Reject it.
Yes.
What?
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
Let's go to Psalm 119, 142.
Right.
Then when the Lord said, I am the way and the truth. He's my truth. Well, he might be your truth, but the truth was in him still. And that's what the truth got to be in you and I.
All right, right.
Because if it's not in you, you can't be made free.
Right.
Psalms 119, 142, we read it all the time. What does it say?
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the
truth. What's it now? The truth was in Jesus. The law was in it. He said it. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say. What I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The law was in him, and he was the law.
Yes,
he was the truth. But it still had to be in it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
St. John 19. Let's read that. This is how you gain knowledge. If you follow the steps of knowledge, you can't go wrong.
All right.
So one thing, I got it. Somebody got to give it to me. And whatever knowledge they give is according to the words of God.
Yes.
Sunday worship is not according to the words of God.
No.
Baptist as a doctrine is not according to the word of God.
No.
Sadducee, Pharisee, Methodistee, Presbyteriancee, Lutheransee. All these things, that's not according to God. That's God's doctrine. St. John, 1937, what does it
say? It says, and again, another scripture.
Excuse me, 1837.
All right.
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world.
For this cause he came into the world to bear witness to it. And when we come into the world of holiness, we bear witness to the truth as well. Because that's what makes us great.
Thank God.
What?
That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth, hear it.
Let me know. If you of the truth, if you're of the commandments, you hear it.
Yes.
If you're of the law, you're going to hear the truth, because the law is the truth.
Yes.
But how many know that? Most churches, well, that law was done away with, not rightly dividing God's word. And every law is not done away with, it was just fulfilled, and we have the real thing. Jesus, who died as the lamb that we sought to offer up by bull and heifers and on. The real thing came. And that justified all of those that offered up in his stead that did it in the right way with an honest heart. That was sincere towards God. And those that did that wouldn't offer that same offering every year. In other words, they killed a man. They repented. But every year said, now this one I killed is a little different. I need a fatter lamb. They didn't come back with the same thing over and over again. That means they turned from that way. It was accepted, but they meant what they said. I'm sorry, and they didn't do it again. But those that the same thing over and over, because that was the law. You need a sacrifice, but it wasn't lawful. And it wasn't lawful to God, and they didn't get by with that. But to those that were standing around, just like people said, oh, they went to church every Tuesday, and I know they made it. You would think.
Yes.
But if you know God, you know, well, there were some other things that you have to look at, not just going to church.
Right.
That's why, you know, it's my people. The churchgoers, if they humble themselves, then they go hear from heaven. These people ain't heard from heaven, but they go to church. And they do more shouting than those that have the knowledge many times. Read. No, let's go to, you read 37? Yes, you did.
Yes.
Let's go to 8:31. Read the 31st verse. 8:31. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Knowledge. That's what we want to.
Yes.
Garner.
Yes.
Cherish.
Yes.
Hold it. Mm-hmm. Put it away. Mm-hmm. And when knowledge comes that trumps that, count it.
Yes.
It's dumb and move on. Because once more knowledge comes, what you have is dumb.
Right.
It don't mean it ain't good. It wasn't good for what you used it for, but it ain't no more good now. You got something that's this way God takes you now. You can't go back there. Let me
practice.
Unless God say it. St. John 8:31, what's that?
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples.
That's a beautiful thing. I said, then said Jesus to those Jews that believe.
Yes.
That's all we're talking to today.
Yes.
Those that have a hunger, a desire for God. That's who the word is coming to.
Yes.
Not to the position feel like they hold. They got it. I got a problem with that. It's to those that are hungry.
Yes.
This is why, again, you can't mix them. You'll stand outside somebody's house with a watchtower. Now, I know Dean Curtis catch the bus over here. I'm going to stand right by that bus stop 5 in the morning and make sure. He said, do you know the Lord? That's not the watchtower, God. The watchtower is inside the church, not outside. Trying to catch a sinner. Don't know the man. And he was sent by God. He is by God.
Yes.
Somebody will sit outside trying to tell him something.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that really happened, but this is an example of
that.
Because they even come into a barbecue building.
Yes.
In your backyard. You say, what's that going on back there?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about God. I say, you get out of here. We have a party here.
That's right.
We're only thinking about eating.
Yeah.
Like the one told the ruler told the Lord, said, now, you do this on another day.
Right.
No healing today. It's a Sabbath. It's rest. That's why I have no knowledge.
Right.
Not in here. Pick another day to give the healing.
Yes.
That's the church you want to go to, huh?
No.
32?
Yes. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you
so
free.
So you're going to know the truth if you continue in God's word, because
yes.
The word is the truth, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. You're going to know what God is calling for. God is calling for perfection. God is calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. And that should be the strive of every churchgoer.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 2 and 3. What does it say?
And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
What is there?
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
So if you're not keeping God's commandments, well, Jesus is my truth. Truth ain't in you. That means Jesus ain't in you. Because if you keep God's commandments, you're going to know the truth. You're going to know God. It says, hereby we do know that we know him. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the truth, you say. Jesus is my truth. He's the truth. Well, how you know him if what?
All right. If we keep his commandments.
And?
He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
So everybody, I know the Lord. If you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar.
Yes.
Don't come over here hunting me down. Because I said you're a liar. That's what the scripture says.
Right.
The scripture says you're a liar when you say you know God or know the truth or know him and don't keep his commandments.
Right.
Let's go to 2 Tim.
Okay.
3:1.
All right.
Those screamers, I call Brother Tim. Still Tim. I believe they call Saul Paul. I call Brother Timmy Tim.
All right,
Tim. I looked at one of my sisters. He said, yeah. Brother Tim. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:1. What does it say?
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Last and perilous. Yes. That means rough days. Rough waters, perilous times. People get robbed and all kind of stuff. You can't let nobody in your car now. There's somebody in your car innocent with a baby and you like get held up with a gun. We've been living in those times for the last 20, 30, 40 years. It ain't about letting nobody in my car. I don't care what they look like. Unless God leads me. You have two babies in your hand. Now what I might do is put a dollar through there and say, now you get yourself some milk for that baby.
Yeah. That's right.
2 Timothy, what do we mean?
3:1.
Read it again.
Yes. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
What?
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers.
Blasphemers. What do you mean blasphemers? I know God sent you. 10 years later. Maybe he didn't send me. Blasphemer.
Right.
Changing things now.
Right.
Proud. That's what Winnebago did. I won't forget that. And then he got up there, he stood up and like, I am the apostle. Proud. Get that look. Boasting. Boaster.
Yes.
Don't tell us how you're going to do it. I didn't see Jesus say, yeah, you scared. I'm going to get them. They come and let them come on out and then just drop them. No, God's no, don't talk like that.
Right.
No. Setting traps. God didn't play games with people like that.
Right.
Because they can't hear. If they wasn't hungry, he wouldn't even talk. He was talking to them.
Right.
What's up? Well, you hope you don't need me. They need me. They need a position.
Yes.
You good. Position. I know he's talking about us. He said, well, then your sin remain. If you can't hear what I'm saying and you think you find your sin remain.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Right.
Show me where he dealt with them. Just search it out. What one? Even the one that came to Elijah. Ahab, are you the one in trouble? He said, I ain't trouble. You're the one in trouble in Israel, not me. But because the Lord is against the flesh and the flesh is against the spirit, he was the one in trouble in Israel because he was in the flesh. Samuel was in the spirit. He wasn't trouble in Israel. Or Elijah, rather. He wasn't in his life. He was in the spirit. But they looked upon him as the problem. We don't want to be in here and look upon righteousness as the problem.
Right.
Pastor's going to stop talking about that. You're going to talk about Cain to the day you die. Somebody's going to talk about it. Somebody's going to talk about what's wrong the day you might not. Somebody's going to talk about pastor and teacher. As long as you remember them, you're going to talk about them. What they did.
All right.
And one day, they won't be remembered. It's like there's a whole bunch of prophets we don't know about, except for those that's written. But in time, you're going to talk about them. You're going to talk about those that's right, you're going to talk about those that's wrong. You're going to read about it, you're going to talk about it. And that is
beautiful.
Read.
Blasphemers, disobedient to parents.
Well, who else is your parents but those in the Lord? Just about every one of us got parents, most of them dead. What parents are talking about? This is talking about the parent in the Lord. Disobedience. Right now, if I raise your hand, I would say, do you have a parent? Do you have one?
Yes.
Everybody should be able to say yes.
Yes.
Why are you not obedient then?
Right.
Why won't you respond like you should? There's something you can't hear. And that's what happens here. You don't look around and say, well, somebody must came here. And you just dirty on. You don't sit there and try to, well, now wait a minute. Maybe it should have been said like this. You don't do that.
Right.
Knowledge comes. It's for those that want to eat to grab the knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
Then they won't say, well, they didn't take the knowledge because they weren't hungry. You know, maybe they were hungry. But they ate their own food.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe they feel like, you know, this is not the right counsel. Whatever they feel, why are you disobedient to your parent? That's what this is talking about. Those that are after the flesh. Breathe.
Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers.
Not natural affection. Have a natural care for people. Not coming to rescue somebody and ridicule them while you're rescuing them. Nothing to talk about that.
No, not the time. Also.
What?
In content, fierce. Despisers of those that are good.
Those that just really talk about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you want to pick a fight with. Upset because maybe they ain't talking about you.
Right.
There's the one that's been badgered. Sister Sanford, badgered. Because what she think about leadership? I know that's the reason. Because they take a stand. Then some rat don't have no problem at all. I don't care what they say, they'll never have no problem. They don't have no problem with them either because they like they are. Flesh lovers. Oh, yeah. But when she rode with them, she ain't no flesh lover. That's why the problem with her. Nobody else that rode, they have no problem. Still ain't got no problem today. Wonder why. Because they're not with me either. Everybody riding just like that in the same, but she was different. Go ahead.
Yes. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
What?
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Oh, no, well, I got God, but don't have enough power to obey. Yeah, I agree with you, my parent. Why don't you obey? You have the, where's the power? To humble down and do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You get the power to say you're sorry and humble down, but where's the fruit to do it? Where's the rest of that turning and repentance? Where is it? Read.
From such, turn away.
Let's go to... Read 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. Ever learning. And never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Because they reject knowledge.
Yes.
When you reject knowledge, you can't grow in no other area. You can't. If you reject knowledge, how are you going to grow in another area when you're rejecting knowledge?
Right.
You can't.
Right.
In order to grow, you have to accept the knowledge.
Yes.
You can't say, well, I got an ear problem. They said, well, take this medicine for that. You said, no, I'm taking medicine for my blood pressure. Your ear will get better? The blood pressure stays there because you already got medicine for that. But if you stop taking that, you'll get that medicine for that ear problem, everybody ain't going to get no better. It's on the decline. Okay, what is the 8th verse?
Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the
truth. So that's what the Lord really dealing with. Corrupt minds. Because as he brought the word, they were resisting.
Right.
He didn't fool with them. He just journey on. They only stopped him to ask him questions, to try to trap him or to have a controversy. They weren't trying to gain anything. I think it was one we ran across, one or two. I think his name was, the teacher. Can we go into the womb the second time?
Oh, Nicodemus.
How many Nicodemus did you see in there? Paul said he was witnessing the truth. Not many mighty, not many noble.
That's right.
Which man or figure over the airways the last 30 years you heard say, we got to keep God's commandments? I heard one.
Yes.
Her name was Bishop Barker. On broadcast.
Yes.
And she cried loud. She had a midnight cry. It was a cry too. And then Pastor, the teacher picked it up.
Yes.
Who else is crying that cry?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.